This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Well, hello again, and welcome to MemberCare Media, conversations with people from the field of MemberCare and those who have lived abroad, like you are no doubt doing. We are delighted and honored to have Dr. Marjorie Foyle with us again today for the final part of a four-part interview discussing her new autobiography, Can It Be Me? It's an inspiring insight into an extraordinary life. Marjorie is still active, writing and rewriting at the age of 90 and doing some of the things she never had time to fit into her life as a missionary doctor and psychiatrist. I began this segment of our talk by asking her what she's involved in currently.
Well, I'm now 90 years old. I was 90 years old 4 days ago. And
happy birthday, a little late.
Thank you very much. And between the 60 and 90, I have continued to wander around the world, really, speaking where I was asked to and helping people, meeting missionaries. I've been extremely mobile ever since. But then about 20 years ago, God provided for me a wonderful apartment in the most expensive area of London.
Well,
it is a house full of elderly ladies without big incomes, and it couldn't be more wonderful. I settled in there, and it has been wonderful ever since. But I am still by invitation. I go to various places in the world. But now that I am 90, I am beginning to slow down, and other people started the work, and that is as it ought to be.
So you don't run from place to place anymore?
I tend to sit in the back seat and smile at mission conferences, which is right and proper. And I also have taken up walking the London Marathon. I've done it 5 times now. I always wanted to be in athletics, but I didn't ever have the chance. And when I got to back from India, I was really cross over this athletics issue, because in India, as a woman, it was very difficult indeed, of my age particularly, to engage in anything athletic.
Yes.
So I used to watch the TV at home, watch the marathon, and I used to get so cross. And one day I heard the voice of God saying, "Please, Marjorie, get up and walk it." And I put my shoes on and began to walk.
How far is that?
26 miles.
Wow.
It takes me 3 days. I got down to 2.5 last year. But the reason I'm mentioning it is that I've made friends with all sorts of different communities. I'm a bit of an oddity now. And so Save the Children, which I support, brings me out sometimes to meet famous people because I'm so unusual and I'm having great fun.
Well, and because you're famous too, I think that's...
not really
you
now.
Need to be,
not in that community, I'm not.
Modest
no.
about that. No. So life is good for you now?
I'm having a great time. I'm working a small amount, but I'm not speaking very much now because younger people have taken it over, and it's quite right.
Mm-hmm.
I've retired into the background.
Are you still writing?
I'm writing poetry, which I've written all my life, and I'm kind of working on it again. But it won't ever be published. It's no good.
Can I ask you to quote something that you know by heart?
Well, there's one amusing one, but it's a bit long, so... I'm just working on one. If I went blind, I wouldn't care as much as if I'd never seen, had never seen the chestnut tree stand proudly in its brilliant green with lighted candles everywhere. And this is why my Lord is dear. He does not even seek the extra life. I'm afraid I've forgotten what comes next, but there is a second verse, but I haven't finished it yet.
Delightful. I have become aware how important sight is in recent years. And
yes.
Was talking with a banker on the back porch of his house when he realized that he was losing his sight, and he said, "Life has completely turned upside down for me now."
Yes.
Everything that was important is not important.
No. It's the inward sight which matters. Mm-hmm. That's what I have got in the second verse, if I could remember it, but I've forgotten it. I've also got one about pregnant angels in Regent Street, London. But
maybe we'll pass on that one.
That's it. They got water filled. They were Christmas decorations, and the rain ran down into, and they got a stomach swelling, and all the press reported pregnant angels in Regent Street. But you can't quote that one.
Well, your first book, Honorably Wounded, has made a big splash, and I'm just wondering what you would like to see Can It Be Me, your autobiography, accomplish. What would you like to see people get out of this book?
I think they get honesty. I've told things as they were. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it helps to realize that a person without a good background really heaps of problems in my earlier childhood, that God can take hold of the problems and he uses them a positive thing for good, because it helps you to understand what your patients are experiencing. You don't ever get them mixed up in your old problem. But in your own mind, it helps you to understand much more quickly what the patient is trying to tell you. And I think in that way, if we haven't had an easy background, as long as we've understood it and had care and got it dealt with, mm-hmm. we can easily understand other people's problems.
Yes, it seems to me, as I've been involved now for a number of years in member care, that a great number of people, sometimes the very leaders in the movement of member care, have been wounded. They
yes.
have even burned out and have had to come home and relax and just bring themselves back to health.
And have a professional treatment. Mm-hmm. And if you, I really value the time when I was depressed, because I had wonderful treatment. I completely got over it, and I kept it always behind in the back of my mind as a means of helping me to understand what my patient was trying to say. Mm-hmm. But you've got to be very, very careful if you're going to work with people with mental health troubles or problems, that your own problem has been adequately dealt with. And I'm extremely grateful I realized that, and I had a good period of excellent care, and I ended up older and wiser.
Well, that's great, and yeah. It's obvious from the things that you're still continuing to write. I think we've covered pretty much everything that I can think of, except what would you like to see? I mean, you're here at a conference of mental health professionals, and you're in this field for many, many years. What would you like to see further in this area? What are the needs today in member care?
What I would like to say is how glad I am that member care has remained scientific. In other words, it realized quite early on that this wasn't only spiritual problems, but there could be possibly genuine psychological problems which weren't related with one's Christian faith in causation. Hmm. And I think here at this conference, perhaps almost for the first time, it has become highly professional. I have been attending this for years. We've always had excellent talks, excellent in the period of time where we were. But the world's moved on, and we're only going to be heard if we are as professional as some of these papers that I have heard here. And it's really a fairly new development to have the kind of papers I have heard this time. It is as if they are writing for their professional press, as well as to educate missionaries.
Yes, one speaker yesterday had quite a survey of different people, and then scientifically looked at the results.
Right.
And I mean, it was sort of a comparison against married individuals, against singles, of which
yes.
there are many on the field, and
yes.
how they relate and how they need to improve that relationship.
We have to bring in now academia.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need the whole conference of academia. Thank you very much.
Keep it out. Bring them in.
But we have to have some of these academic papers, which I've been extremely impressed by, particularly in the small group meetings. We've had some very high quality stuff, which could easily be published.
Well, I encourage you all to try to find a copy of this Can It Be Me, Marjorie Foyle. It's her story of her life, an autobiography, and it has certainly impressed the people who endorsed it in the back. Anything final you want to say?
How can they get hold of it?
Yes,
because
how can we get hold of it?
In England, it is published by the Christian Medical Fellowship. But I understood from somebody here in the conference it could be available in America as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that is going to happen.
Well, you can certainly write us. We'll keep in touch with what happens with an American publisher, and you can write or stop by our website, www.membercaremedia.com, and check that out.
Yes.
And any other suggestions?
I think if there is an official American publisher, that information ought to go to my publisher in UK as well.
Okay.
So that they are informed.
Can they write to you?
Yes. I'll give you my home address, and I will hand any requests about getting it and selling it and everything to my publisher in the UK. It's apparently the legal transaction in book sales or something.
Well, if you're wondering why this isn't more clear to us right now, this is the very day that the autobiography has been released. And congratulations. This is wonderful. And not only wonderful for you, but a joy for us, too, that we can read more about your life. You certainly are a remarkable person.
Well, I'm honored by God and honored by you.
Thank you very much, Marjorie, for taking the time to be with us.
By honored by God, I mean he cares about me and he inspires me. Amen.
I've been talking with Dr. Marjorie Foyle about her life as it is recorded in her autobiography called Can It Be Me? It's just out, published in London, and it can be ordered over the internet. I note it is available through Amazon UK. Clinical psychologist Debbie Hawker observes this is a fascinating book on many levels. Historically, it paints a picture of life in missionary societies and in society in general from the 1940s onward, including the long journeys by sea, which were just a part of early missionary life. Dr. Foyle's first book, Honorably Wounded, is of course still available, and it is packed with helpful observations important to anyone serving and planning to serve cross-culturally. I'm Denny Milgate for our whole MemberCare Media team. Thanks for listening. And until the next time you can join us, be a blessing to all of the people that you live and work with, won't you?
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.